All right. So what's up, everybody? Welcome back to my podcast. Okay, maybe I should say our because my brother is also co-hosting with me. It's a family thing. You done know. So tonight I will be co-hosting with my brother Intellect, and I will allow him to introduce himself. And that's another thing that I love about this podcast. I'm not about editing and all that. I'm going to try and be as organic as possible. So if you hear me slipping up, not cursing, but slipping up with things, it's because I don't have time to edit. So anyways, let me allow my brother to introduce himself, a.k.a. his name is Kevin, a.k.a. Intellect.
Maybe you should be editing. What happened to you?
Okay, so let me do a test.
What's up, everybody? I'm never really good at these things. As Coco Orange has said, it's your boy, Kevin. It's your boy, Intellect. It's your boy. I'm happy to be here. Steph, when you told me about this, I was excited to hear about it, and I'm glad that I can join you on this journey.
Well, somebody has to be a genius in the family, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Somebody has to be a genius in the family, right?
Yeah, and it might as well be me. So, you know. No, I'm just being silly. You know, I'm loving this, though. I think you're starting a good thing here. And I'm excited. I'm excited about where this is gonna take us. And I'm like you. You know, I know we got a lot of family, and I don't get to talk to every single one of them all the time. And it's usually pretty far and few between when I get to see or talk to them. So I'm excited to see and hear about what everybody is up to.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I thought, what a better way to get to know our family and do something like I like to talk. I like talking to people, and I figured this would be an amazing way to get to really know my family on another level, right? So we have social media. We have, you know, we'll post something, a family member every now and then we'll like something or whatever. But do we really know that family member?
Not at all, because you know what? I mean, I see a lot of pictures. I like a lot of pictures, but it doesn't really transpire into actually talking to somebody.
Right.
And there's only so much you can get out of a picture. I always tell people that, you know, when you see someone's picture on Instagram, it's probably the 75th picture they've taken, and it's the right angle, the right moment, right trajectory of the sun, and they posted it.
That's right.
Really, you know, people always want you to see what they want you to see.
That's a very good point.
I want to get to know my family, you know, intimately, right?
Right.
Not that intimately, but just, you know, I want to.
Because that would just be nasty.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right. All right. So tell us a little bit about you.
Let's see. I'm a young man and getting older by the day, but I am a security professional by trade. I've been in my field of work for 20 plus years, own my own business. I'm a proud father of one. My little boy is my life. I'm extending my life. I'm getting married in kind of a few months from now. I was going to say about a year, but it's...
Time goes by quick.
So, you know, I'm just a humble cat here trying to live life and be a happy for people. Yeah, that's me. I'm never really good at talking about who I am, to be honest, because I am... sort of, as I said, a humble person, but
right.
I love life. I love to joke around. I love to smile. I love my family. And I'm really passionate about, you know, not accepting excuses. I mean, you know, we weren't raised with a silver spoon in our mouth. I'm not going to make it sound like we were broken on the street, because we were far from that.
But, right.
You know, We were raised in a way that we had to really put our best foot forward and make something of ourselves, and I'm glad to see that we've all done that.
Right, for sure. You and I both, man.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my things with this whole podcast, I don't want to make it long and drawn out. So again, this is our first official podcast, or our episode, not the podcast, because the podcast is the thing, but our first official episode. So again, I don't want to make it too long and drawn out. But let's just talk about the year, this year in review. Do you think the time went by really fast this year?
Every day I'm amazed that we are in the day that we are. I mean, to think that we are literally, what, 2.5 weeks away from 2019?
Wow.
And it still feels like we're 2.5 weeks into 2018. So time is absolutely moving fast. There's been a lot that's happened for me personally in this year, and it's mind-boggling on how fast it's gone. But what about you? I mean, I know you've been you never like to sit still. You always got your top foot on the move. What's it been like for you?
Well, this year has actually been great. It's been great. I didn't get to do as much things as I wanted to do, but it's been great. I mean, this year I did get a recognition from Premier Kathleen Wynne, so I got that as just, I'm very active in my community, or I try to be, I feel guilty now because I told the couple groups that I sit on, I'm like, I work full time now, so it's very, very hard to me to attend meetings, but I'm still very supportive of them. So anyways, back to what I was saying, I did get a recognition from her. I was featured on Breakfast Television. That's a local morning show here in Toronto, for those of you that are listening abroad. So I just went around the community talking about, you know, what we're doing here. So I was really excited about that. So I did that. What else happened? I produced another hair show. I can't believe 16 years already, like, I've been doing the show. 16 years. Like,
I still don't think you really understand the level of where your show is at. I still think you're Mickey Mouse-ing this thing. You don't really take the right opportunity to sit back and just observe and take in the magnitude of your show. And I'm hoping that you eventually get to do that.
That is my goal and my hope. And I think this year, that speaking of things that I've done this year, what I did was I actually hired a business coach, and she really pushed me, like, outside of my limit. So I'm seeing it. I see the potential. I see the growth. It will be happening for Texture, that used to be called the Toronto Natural Hair and Beauty Show. And you're right, it is growing, and I'm really, really excited to where it is going. I am actually now having the show in another city. It still will be in Toronto, and I've just called and booked a show in London, Ontario, and my goal is to book another one before 2019 is over. So there'll be 3 shows in Ontario.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Other than those two big things that's happened, and then with the show, producing the show, it's been an okay year. Health has been good. My children are all good. I had a little bit of a scare at one moment, but I don't want to talk about that too much. I'm not ready to talk about that yet. I mean, you know what I went through there. Nothing to do with my health, but just a little family situation. But I'm saying it was great. I'm just, thank God that I've been able to see another year.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I wanted to know, do you do New Year's resolutions and stuff like that?
Nah.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what? I've always been a skeptic of New York.
Where is your mind?
I want to travel.
New York too, yeah.
I've always been skeptical of New Year's resolutions. One, because it seems very, I don't know, it's very cliche. It's, you know, everyone's always on it. And I find when you put something like that in a box and call it a New Year's resolution, it's almost like you're setting yourself up to fail.
Okay.
Because we're all busy, right? And we all have great intentions. But the one thing I've learned is that unless that resolution is already, or you're willing to make it a habit, it's never going to come true.
Right. Are you sure about that? Do you not think that there are some people that have been able to stick to their New Year's resolution?
But that's what I'm saying. I think if
oh, I see. Yeah, I missed that.
Turned it, if they've turned it into a habit,
okay.
You know, if for example, somebody says the typical one is, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And a lot
Guilty.
Of people are yeah. A lot of people are really good at talking about losing 10 pounds, but they're not as good at waking up at 5 a.m. Or they're not good with discipline for their food, right?
Right.
And so it becomes this, you know, when the business of life happens, as humans, we always resort back to, it's like muscle memory, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will talk about what they want to do, and they spend more time talking about it than developing their plan to get it accomplished, and that's the problem.
Okay.
We can write lists, we can put it up on a wall, but unless you're going to actually really develop a plan, it's futile. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, you know, you have to make whatever it is a habit. The habit starts well before just coming up with a visual solution.
So you got muffled there. Can you say that again?
Right. So, for example, right, someone will say, okay, it's now December 25th or December 27th. And we're creeping up to the new year, and it's like, all right, I got to make a New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution is I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
My question is, why are you waiting till New Year's to start losing 10 pounds?
I was going to ask you that. Or why do people wait till January the 1st?
Right.
Like, oh, let me start January. Like, why can't you start today? I think. Go ahead.
It sounds good because you can put it in a box and call it a New Year's resolution.
Mm.
That's why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who wants to lose 10 pounds doesn't say, well, oh, you know what, let me just get through Christmas what I'm going to eat at my family's. Right? What about why?
Guilty!
Why wouldn't you just start your self-control now?
Your self-control?
But it's just,
that would be the perfect time to start your self-control, right?
Yo, real talk. Let's stop, you know, pussyfooting around here. Listen, like, the thing is, We as humans, I don't know what it is, but we like to put things in boxes.
Right.
Follow me for a second, right?
Yeah.
I like to put things in boxes. Like, a lot of people will agree with me. It's like relationship. Okay? you meet somebody, right? You're at the club, you're having a good time, a couple of drinks, and you're twerking on the stage, and you meet somebody, right? and you talk to them for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like, so are we a couple now? It's because we don't know what to do if it's not in a box and it doesn't have a label on it. This is why people get upset, right? And so the same is when it comes to New Year's resolutions, it sounds cute. I can put it in a box. I have something to talk at the water cooler with people.
The water cooler, right? Conversation.
Like, do we even still have water coolers? I don't even know.
I don't know, B.
Maybe I'm dating myself here. The whole point is, maybe
at the charging station.
Yeah, they're standing at the Brightbox charging station, you know, and they're talking while their phone is charging, and they're saying, "So what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm starting my New Year's resolution."
Right.
But you've been 450 pounds overweight for the whole year, and now you're starting for January 1st.
Don't kill me, intellect.
I think, listen.
Let's call know, a thing a thing.
Disrespectful. I'm not trying to call out anybody who has a couple of extra fluffy pounds. That's not what I'm saying. The point I'm making is that I think we really like to put things in a box and label it.
Right.
And as I said, I would like to find out how many of the world's most successful entrepreneurs started their business with a New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, I know I'm kind of digressing for a minute, but I was at an event. A shameless plug for my coach, Kim Niles. I was at her event this past weekend, and it was called Envision. And I met a young lady there, and you know, we were just talking and stuff. And she's talking about she's into healthcare, holistic healthcare. And I asked her, you know, do you have your own business? She said, I'm working on it. And so my friend Keisha was like, what do you mean you're working? Like, what's taking you so long to start? Like, what are you waiting for? She's like, oh, I'm just waiting for this and for that. No, you can start now. Start getting out there.
Right.
Start talking to people. Like, start hosting your own little events or something. The time is now. There's none of this. The playtime is over. How bad do you want it, right?
You see, because again, I would compare that back to this box, and I better brand this thing because I'm sure I'm onto something here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people say, "Well, I'm working on my business. Well, what are you working? Well, I'm waiting till I get, I'm waiting till I register my business, or I'm waiting till I get a loan from the bank,
right?
Because again, that's a box. That box keeps us stagnant until the time that it's convenient.
Right.
And when you think, okay, so hold on a second here, right? You say, I work an hourly paid job, right? And I want to start a business. And I'm going to sit around and wait until I can, get a loan from the bank to give me the financing or the capital that I need to start my business.
Right.
Why don't you just work some overtime?
Mmm.
Because it's easy, because guess what? If the bank doesn't give me the money, then I can blame the bank for my unsuccess.
True.
Unsuccess.
Yeah.
I can not be successful. Me not being successful.
Right.
Because we like boxes and we like to be able to put things in a box.
Right.
And we don't want
to. And lock it up and leave it there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So it's to me the most critical thing is that, I know we've digressed, but going back to the New Year's resolutions and sort of, trace to success is the fact that, even a New Year's resolution for many people is still putting it off.
True.
Because I have to wait until January.
I just want to go back to something you said, and I really thought, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm one of those people, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to do whatever, try and lose the weight. But you made something like a very good point. For those people that, for those people that are saying they want to lose those 10 pounds or last 15 pounds, whatever, how many pounds you want to lose, challenge yourself at Christmas time.
Right.
Challenge yourself when you go to your work party or whatever, your holiday party, your family get together with all that food. Challenge yourself then. I think that will be, will let you know if you will stand, the test of time.
Right.
Will you be able to handle it? Because what's going to happen come January 3rd when you're invited to a party and you see a whole heap of food?
Right. You know what I mean? And I think going back to using the weight loss as the example, weight loss, like many other things, is about self-discipline.
Right.
And self-discipline is to be able to be consistent in getting your daily exercise. It's being consistent in making the right food choices.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point you just made, you should actually be starting your weight loss journey prior to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can really demonstrate your ability to have self-control.
Right.
But you know what? But again,
I don't mean to laugh every time you say something.
But again, we like that box. The box is being able to go to work, for those of you who have to work on, December 27th, we like to be able to go to work and talk about the fact that we ate so much that we had to pass out on the couch and under our pants. Right? Because it's nice. It's a nice story.
Right.
Why not be able to say, yeah, you know what? No, I had good food. I ate just enough. I didn't need to overeat. No, you didn't overeat? No, I didn't overeat.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not as glamorous. That's not as fun as being able to say that I ate myself silly and I packed the container and went home with it. What are you laughing at me for? Listen, you gotta understand. If we're gonna run this podcast, we gotta talk real talk.
Right, right. That's true.
People need to understand, and I've been going through this myself, right? Just trying to get my mind right. And more and more every single day.
Right.
And I find a lot of us like to put things off.
And you know what? I just want to add, sorry, I know we were only really supposed to talk about one thing, but this is great, like great conversation. Because something else you touched on about self-discipline. And I was having a conversation, or maybe I wasn't, maybe I heard this. And someone was saying, like, for me, it's all about this year. That's what I forgot to mention this year. For me, it's been a big spiritual growth for me, right? So I've had my own little thing, but whatever. Spiritual growth. And someone was asking, is it harder to be like a believer or follower of God or follower of Yah, whatever, right? Or is it easier to be like in the secular world? And someone was saying, it's hard. Whatever you want to do, it's hard. If you want to be a Christian and you want to live a certain lifestyle, it's going to be a challenge for you if you're not used to it. If you want to lose weight, it's going to be a challenge. So it's not about whether living a Christian life is hard. It's about self-discipline.
That's absolutely right.
And that's what it comes down to. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, it's hard to be a Christian or it's not even that. It's self-discipline is what is hard.
That you've hit the nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that analogy, and I think it's something that I can use in sort of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true, which is, you know, it is self-discipline is actually what you're fighting. And if
yes.
you want to break it down to that degree, right?
Mm, that was powerful. When I heard that, I was like, that is so powerful.
Yeah, I mean, because being a Christian, or quite frankly, being devoted to any
religion, yeah,
that you might choose, is about a choice.
Right.
Right? I mean, as Christians, we know and we believe, as the Bible says, like God gives us free will. He's not mandating and holding a gun to our head to serve him. He gives us free choice and free will. So we take that and we make that choice. It's no different than someone who wants to be a vegetarian and give up meat.
Right.
Right? It's right. about choices, and it's the self-discipline to get you to that point where you're living that particular lifestyle that you want to live.
Right.
The tough part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Because, I mean, we like to put everything in, again, is it the secular world or the Christian world that you want to live in? It's about choices and living a lifestyle that you feel is acceptable to that lifestyle that you want to live, right?
Right, right. Right.
So no, I think that's actually really, it's another good way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is absolutely about self-discipline.
Yeah.
And that's with eating, it's with exercising, it's with devoting yourself to a particular job. It's about, you know, many, many, many different things.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, I can't believe we've actually spoke this long. I was thinking it'd last about 10 minutes. We are now into just approaching about 23 minutes. But I want to say thank you so much. I don't know if you have anything that you want to add. I think this was a great first podcast. And I'm hoping that my family members that are listening to this will be willing to join me on another call. How do you think this podcast went? This episode went. I have to get...
You're going to keep cutting me off or what? Right? See, we're going to have beef. You can cut me off all the time, you know.
My bad.
No, I'm playing with you. But geez, I think I mentioned before, it's a great medium. It's a great thing for us to do. I had fun. I mean, you know me. I could talk all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's interesting, and I'm excited to see and hear the different interviews that you do, and when I get to join you as your co-host, I'm looking forward to putting these out.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. So once again, thank you, Intellect, otherwise known as Kevin.
Yep.
I want to say thanks again for joining me and co-hosting with me tonight.
You better.
Peace out.
All right, later.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week.